Hello everybody, it's Naina and welcome back to Growing With The Flow, and thank you for tuning in this week. I'm very happy to have you here. Today's episode is going to be a very, very chilled one. I feel like we're going to do like, not a life update, but just kind of like a life recently, what I've been up to recently, a bit of a Q&A situation, very chatty, very chill. So I hope you're on board with that. I try and do like a variety of chatty, chill episodes as well as like more topical ones. And I don't know what you prefer. I honestly feel like they do similarly. Why is that so hard to say? They're similar in terms of like the number of people listening, so hopefully that means that you just don't mind either. But yeah, I'm back in Edinburgh, which is so exciting. I'm recording this episode in my room and I'm so happy to be here. I honestly feel so happy these past few days. The YouTube video that I uploaded on Sunday, I filmed when I was at home. And I was honestly in the worst mindset and just in such a bad vibe. And I do feel so, so good at the moment. So yeah, I'm really happy, good vibes. I'm hoping for a good 2022 and I'm feeling positive and refreshed. I'm still feeling like kind of tired and lazy and all the classic like January feelings, but I think I'm feeling overall like much better now I'm here. So what have I done since I last spoke to you? I feel like this is like our weekly coffee catch up and I just tell you like everything I've done the past week. So let's think. On Monday, that was my last day in London. And what did I do on Monday? Nothing really, I don't think. I went to the gym in the evening and I made my parents a stir fry for tea. I think that was my whole day. And then Tuesday, I drove up to Scotland. I stayed at Neve's house for 3 nights, which was so nice. Thank you so much for having me because I love staying at her house. It's so lovely. And she has a big family, so it's really fun, good vibes. So I drove up on Tuesday. Honestly, the drive was rough. So I live in London, and then where she lives is 7.5 hour drive, which I know it's not that far. Like, I'm sure if you live in a big country like the US or Australia or something, you're probably like, that's not that far at all. But for us, that's a long drive. That's like more than half the country, you know, like basically the whole thing, if we're going to be really exaggerating. So it was a rough drive. I got to the first service station after like 2 hours and needed the toilet. So I just pulled over to go. And I just remember sitting in that service station. I was like, I do not want to drive anymore. And at that point I had like 5.5 hours left, which is just, you know, when you've only just started a task and you know you've got so freaking much left to do, that's like the worst feeling. So I was really, really tired. Well, not tired, but just like tired of driving already at 2 hours. It was so boring. So yeah, that's what I was up to. And then I drove another 2.5 hours and stopped in Durham, and then the final 2.5 hours. And it was a very tiring day. It's kind of funny because I remember like kind of hating it on the day, but like even now a few days later I'm like, oh whatever, like it's so worth it to have the car, like it was barely painful at all, I would do it again tomorrow. But like it's so rough, I have to remind myself that like it's not fun, so that I don't like do it often, because I just do not want to be like, I just know if I tried to do it again like soon I would be so tired and like bored of it. So yeah, it was worth it though. Got to Neve's house, we had an Indian takeaway the first night I was there. And I had a really nice few days just like chilling with her. I haven't seen her obviously for like a month, 3.5 weeks or something. So it was good to just like hang out, chill. She lives by the sea, so that's like really lovely. Went on a few nice walks. What else did we do? Went out to like, we had coffee with one of her friends. Honestly, not much. Like lots of just like chill, sea air, fresh walks. We watched the Harry Potter reunion show thing. We basically, there's like 4 of us that are friends and we've watched all the Harry Potters last year. Obviously I've seen them loads of times, but like it's just fun to have like a routine of watching them, you know. And then when the reunion thing came out, we were like, okay, so we all have to watch this together. Like That's going to be so fun. So we watched it at Neve's house on, I think that was the night I arrived. I was exhausted that day. It was a long one, but I really liked it. I thought it was fun and it was good vibes, quite nostalgic, which I like. But other than that, I don't think I really got up to too much while I was there. And then Friday, we came through to Edinburgh. It was so weird because, like, obviously I was, like, unpacking all my stuff and, like, putting it away. And I was just like, this is the last time that I'm going to be unpacking. The last time, you know, my last move in. And it's just, I don't know. I don't want to think of everything as, like, oh, my last this, my last that. But, like, it kind of, it is hard not to remember that that is what's happening. So, I don't know. It was weird. Just, like, moving in, putting all my stuff away. And then my friend from home was actually visiting a friend, so I went for lunch with her at Hula. Really loved that restaurant, or it's more of a cafe. And I had a poke bowl, really, really good. And then what else did I do that day? I think I did something else that day. Oh, our friend Emma came around and we just like chatted and catched up, caught up in the flat, which was nice because obviously, again, haven't seen her for like a month. And yeah. I've just had like a few, I've been here for like a couple of days now. I haven't really done like loads. We did a huge food shop yesterday, which was great. That was such good vibes. Just like buying everything. Like I just love a stocked cupboard and I love cooking. I'm in a good mood with cooking at the moment. Like I've got a few recipes I want to try and stuff. So yeah, I'm excited to just like have all the fresh veggies and stuff. We went out for Nando's yesterday or 2 days ago. And then we went to the pub, so that was nice. And yesterday I went on a nice walk up Calton Hill. It's like really, really easy walk. If you're ever in Edinburgh, I'd highly recommend it because from the bottom, it's genuinely 5 minutes to the top, like probably like 3 minutes. Such a quick walk and you can see the sea, you can see most of the city. It's not like obviously super high up, but you can see like really, really nice views. And it was a really blue day yesterday, so that's why we were like, we've got to. And then in the evening, it looked like it was going to be a good sunset. So we were like, fuck it. And we just went back up again. So I went to Calton Hill twice yesterday. So I'm like its biggest fan. Today I was in the library at 9 a.m., which, I don't know. First day back, baby. You like really got to push yourself. But I woke up and I was just like, no, like, please. Like, I don't want to do any work. Work is actually fine. I think it's going to be like, chill. Obviously, like dissertation is what's like stressful to me because I feel like I'm really far from finishing that right now, but I also do think that like it will happen, like it's gonna get written, but it's just crazy to believe that. But my actual courses this semester, so I have two courses and then I also have my dissertation, and the two courses seem quite good. Like I feel like they're gonna be good vibes, so I'm excited about my work and stuff. Went to the library this morning and that's kind of all I've done. We went to Rory and Aiden's this afternoon and watched like too many episodes of Friends and I was just like falling asleep on the sofa. And I was going to go to the gym, but I was like, no, let's just record the podcast and then like call it a day because I'm tired. And first day back, it always hits quite, you know, it's hard like after a month off to just suddenly be like in the library at 9 a.m. expecting yourself to like work all day. And it's tiring and I'm tired. So yeah, it's 6 p.m. now. We made it through the last first day back, which is just so weird. Like, I just can't believe it. Into the episode. Oh, wait, no, I'll do some gratitudes and wins as well, actually. Wins for the week. I'm going to say getting back to the library. First day back, complete. I did some dissertation work and I did one of my courses, the first lecture this morning. So I feel like it's got to be a win that we're back into the work groove. I'll also say that, like, since coming back to Edinburgh, I've been a much better, like, routine, I think. I've been, like, I don't really know, to be honest. I feel like I'm still sleeping in and like all of that stuff, but I've been feeling better. So I don't know, maybe that's more of a gratitude. And yeah, also grateful for a final semester and the time I got to spend in North Berwick with Neve and my friends and life and all mushy stuff. Yeah, okay. Right, so I'm going to go on to the Instagram and answer the questions, which is fun. I'm excited to just like catch up and chat about whatever you want to chat about. And if you want to submit stuff in the future episodes, I normally do ask for submissions in like all the episodes. And the Instagram is growingwiththeflow_podcast. And it's also written in the description in case you missed it. Oh, fun. Do you have a bucket list of things to do slash places to eat in Edinburgh before you graduate? Yes. Me and Neve have a bucket list that we made at the beginning of fourth year. It's called, I think it's called like Nene and Nevie's big fourth year bucket list or something. It's something cringe like that. And yeah, I'm really, really excited. I hope we get lots of it done. I think the thing with bucket lists is like, obviously it's great to write out a list of things you want to do because then, you know, it's in your head and like you're reminding yourself to put time towards it. But at the same time, I don't want to get to the end of the semester and be like crying over the things I didn't do, because I can guarantee you we will not do everything on that list. It's like 100 things on it. And that's fine. I just want to make the most of the enjoyment, you know, like just because you didn't do every single thing doesn't mean you didn't have a good time. So I'm trying to do some stuff, but also chill and just like spend chill time with friends and like relax, because I don't want to be like, you know, ticking everything off. And especially because I don't like, I'm not from here, you know, so in my eyes it's kind of like, oh, you need to get everything done because like, when am I next going to be back here? Like, you know, who knows how, you know, who knows how life plans out, but maybe I'll never live here again, and that makes me sad. And so I'm just like, I need to do everything. But at the end of the day, my parents live in London, like it's not that far away, and if I really wanted to do stuff I could. And I don't know, I think that's life. Like, you're never going to get to do everything. But some things on my list would be, I'd love to do the North Coast 500, big trip around Scotland and like up north. I think that would be so pretty. I really want to go to Mosque Kitchen, which is a restaurant here. And those are the two things that have been on my mind recently. I can't really remember what else is on the list. I think things like mini golf and like Dishoom and I don't know, loads of just random stuff. And I'd love to do as much of it as possible, but whatever happens, happens. So someone said, do you have any future guests planned for the podcast? I don't. I think me and Neve could do another episode. I think that would be fun. The one that I did with her went down really well, and I think she enjoyed it. So we could do another one if anyone wants to hear that. Maybe at the end of the year, like our lessons we've learned from, you know, at that point we will have done 4 years of uni and hopefully graduated. So hopefully we'll have some wisdom. Bestow you with. But other than that, I honestly am just not good with guests. Like, I feel like I would be really awkward, and as the host, I would need to be like really chill and like lead the episode, and that's just not something I feel like I'd be good at. And it's not one of those things where I'm like, oh, I wouldn't be good at that. Like, I'm just putting myself down. Like, I actually don't think I'd be good at that. And I just don't want to like make the episode not good. I could do one with like Shreya, maybe. I think she'd be a great guest. I love everything she says, so maybe her. But in general, I feel like I'm not good at guests. I'm not good at hosting. Like, I'm not good at like interacting with other people if it's going to be like filmed or recorded. I never really vlog with anyone else either, because I just don't think that I do myself justice in a way. Like, I just don't think I portray what I want to portray. And it's not because I'm different in real life. It's because I find it really hard to be like normal on camera if I'm with somebody else. Like, if I'm on my own, I feel like I can just do my own thing. Like, there's no embarrassment. And it's funny because even with like people I'm so close with, I still feel like I'd be like, not embarrassed, but just like awkward, because I know there's a camera. And I don't know, it doesn't all make sense, but maybe someday though. I think it would be fun to do like episodes. I did, when I initially planned on making this podcast, I thought I would do a lot of like guest episodes, but not guests, not like people I don't know. I wanted it to be like friends and family and stuff, like people that I knew closely, and have them on, like just speak about life and like everything they know and their like life lessons and stuff. But I just don't think I'd be good at that, but I think it would be a really cool concept. So it would be cool. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll have some more people on. What are your wardrobe staples that you couldn't live without? Ooh, wardrobe staples. Okay, a denim jacket. I love my denim jacket. I always like joke that if there was a fire, like that's what I would take, because I have like obviously like nice sentimental things, but I feel like almost all of them could be replaced. But that denim jacket, it just is like, I would never find one that's as good. Obviously, I would take like my laptop or something, because it's like, I don't want to buy a new laptop. But if I'm talking just like funny random items, my denim jacket is like one of my top things. Okay, other things, a good pair of jeans. I like a high-waisted, loose, like lighter wash denim jean. That's my favorite. The ones that I wear are the high loose jeans from Levi's. And I saw the other day on John Lewis, they are selling them for 50% off. Maybe they're sold out or something and they didn't have that many sizes, but I would definitely have a look. Because they are my favorite jeans and 50% off is like a crazy price for those. So yeah, those are my staples. I also like a really good tank top, like a white tank top, and then kind of like a white baby tee or like a black baby tee. My favorite ones are from the Foundationals, and I also love their tank tops, but I also do really love the Brandy Melville tank tops. I have like 5 of them. I got them all on Depop and I think they just fit so nicely. So those are my classics. I'm trying to think what else. I don't have this, but I would want like a mini dress, like a not one that's tight, or just like a simple like summer black dress. White trainers, like dad trainers, kind of like I have the Nike Technos. I want to say Docs, but I don't wear them as much as I should. And I think they look great, but they're just, I don't know. Something about them, the fact that I've still not worn them in after having them for like 2 years is probably the issue. Favorite breakfast at the moment? My favorite breakfast for the past like year is avocado toast with sriracha and then fried tomatoes and mushrooms and baked beans. And on the baked beans, HP sauce. That's my go-to breakfast. I eat it basically every day, especially at uni. Really filling. And 3 fruit and veg, which is quite good. And then like the beans have some protein, some carbs in the bread. Like I feel like it's a good, well-rounded meal. So, somebody said, what is your Myers-Briggs personality type? Okay, I think that I did a personality test the other day. I don't know which one it was. Let me find it on my phone. I think it's in the screenshots. Okay, I think I found it. I believe I am an ISFJ, which is the defender. I'll read you the description. So it says A/T. So you can be ISFJA or ISFJT. And in my screenshots, I do not have which specifically. Although I think I did this recently. Oh, okay. Right, this is interesting. So I did that test like ages ago. Like, I don't even know, like months ago. Or like years ago, maybe like a few years ago. And then I did it again So I did it in November. And I'm now a different one. I don't know if that's like, as you grow up, like you realize who you are more, or if that's like you can change personalities or what. But the one that I am now is INFJT, which is called the advocate, I believe, or the counselor. So it stands for introversion, intuitive, feeling, and judging. This means that the INFJ individual prefers their own company, is highly attuned to other people's feelings, and likes to work using creative ideas and concepts rather than facts and statistics. Which is interesting because I've always picked like facts and statistics subjects at school. And then, so it says they can also include addition of a personality indicator of assertion or turbulent. And I've gotten turbulent, so it says T types are self-conscious, prone to stress, and sensitive to criticism. Wow, that hits home. That's so funny. Okay, so it says that I'm like reserved, small circle of friends, deep and loyal relationships that last a little over time, caring and compassionate, nothing fake about an INFJ, highly intuitive and empathic. Why can I not read today? Everything I'm reading is like coming out wrong. They have the ability to read people and can perceive the motives and feelings of people around them. Because they're so attuned to other people's feelings, they can sometimes struggle to say no when it's detrimental to their own health. They are the ultimate people pleaser. Great. Oh, it does say that I could be like stubborn and unreasonable, self-conscious, perfectionistic, success-driven, eager to improve. I relate to it in some senses and not in others. Don't handle stress well. I would say I don't. Yeah, okay. That's true. I don't handle stress well. But I'd say that like a lot of things that, like for example, I handle the stress of uni well, I think. But I wouldn't say that I get that stressed by uni. So maybe that's not me handling stress well. That's just me not being stressed. But things that stress me out really stress me out. Perfectionist. That's hard. I feel like I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I also like to rush things and just do them quickly. So and in that sense, I wouldn't say that I like try to do everything to like perfection. But I do like things to be like done correctly. And like, I want to be proud of like the stuff that I do. Fueled by worry and concern. That's so sad, but really true. Like, so true. Hyper empathic. Why am I having so much struggle saying that word? Focus on the difficulties of a situation. Learn from their mistakes. Okay, that's good. Often feel regret. I wouldn't say I feel a lot of regret. Influenced by other people's opinions. Yes. Need rather than want people in their lives. That genuinely is very true. I wouldn't say I'm like extroverted, but like people, like friends and stuff, like are everything to me. Plagued by self-doubt. Oh my god, you guys are finding out too much. Attuned to the smaller details. Extremely self-critical. Overwhelmed by the emotions of others. Oh, that's true, actually. I do find it hard to like, when like a friend's crying, I'm like, oh my god, like, yeah, overwhelmed. Exaggerate the negative. Ugh, I feel like I used to be a huge pessimist, but not as much these days. Need help making decisions. Afraid of being rejected. And a constant need for approval. Yes. Okay. That's great. Oh, this is so funny. I'd highly recommend you do these tests because they're really fun. So that's the 16 personalities, Myers-Briggs. And I just think it's like a fun time regardless of like, I don't know, whether you believe in like every part of it or not. But yeah, it's just quite fun. And then I did another one recently, but I can't find the screenshot of it. I think it was the ones with the numbers, the 9 personality types. Let me look. Enneagram, that one. I did that recently, but I just don't know. Oh no, I feel like I can even remember what I was. I think I was a 2. A 2 or a 1. Oh god, no, I can't remember. That's so annoying. Why do I not remember what I was? Okay, I think I was a type 2, which is the helper. It says caring, interpersonal type, generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing, and possessive. Basic fear of being unwanted, unworthy of being loved. Basic desire to feel loved. And then you can have a wing with like the 2 on either side. And I think I was wing 1. Which means servant instead of host/hostess. Interesting. So it says empathetic, compassionate, feeling for others, caring, concerned about their needs, thoughtful, heartwarming, or no, warm-hearted, forgiving and sincere, and can be manipulative and self-serving, instilling guilt, extremely self-deceptive. Wow, this is interesting. So it just says you want to be loved, to express their feelings to others, need to be appreciated. Interesting. Okay, yeah, I feel like I've talked too much about it, but like, yeah, it's quite fun. So I think I am I've forgotten it already. INFJ and type 2. How do you deal with feeling like life isn't living up to the expectations you have for it? I think this is tough because like, obviously it's easy to be like, oh, everything works out in the end, like life has a plan, like, you know, you'll see, everything comes, you know, it'll all fall into place eventually. And like, it's really easy, or I find it like a lot easier to have that mindset when I think about things in the past, but things in the current is just, I still am not good at like fully believing it. And I was thinking the other day about how there are some lessons in life which everybody hears. Like, we all know, you know, getting great grades is not going to bring you happiness, or, I don't know, using boys to validate you is not going to bring you happiness. I don't know. I feel like there are loads of things like that. Like, there's no point caring about what other people's life's plans are. Like, yours is different. Like, don't compare. And there are so many of these lessons which, like, I feel like we all hear and we all know, but it's very hard to believe until you've, like, experienced it. Like, for example, the academic thing. I feel like I understand that lesson. I feel like I've learned it the hard way. And I put effort into my work and I want to do well, but I don't feel like I get as caught up in the whole academic thing as I used to. But for example, the lesson about not comparing yourself to others, I do not feel like I've fully learned that one. And it's hard because I know in my head that makes sense, that why would it matter if so-and-so's got this job or so-and-so's doing a master's and I'm still doing my undergrad and all of that. But like, it still feels like I'm behind, or it still feels like my path isn't like as good as other people's. And I know that, like, hopefully someday, you know, I'm sure in 5 years I'll look back and be like, who cares that they were doing a master's? It doesn't matter at all. But by then I'll probably be worrying about people getting married and I don't know, whatever. Like, it's just hard to fully learn lessons until you've like really experienced them, which is so frustrating sometimes, because I feel like I know a lot of stuff that I don't like fully believe or understand. Like, I know that other people's like opinions don't really matter, but I just can't help but be upset if somebody says something that, you know, makes me feel like I'm not a good person. And I don't know, that's just a random example, but I think this comes into like when you have expectations for life and then they don't fulfill them, because I know that like if something different happens than I expect, it's probably for the best. And not always, I'm sure, like, you know, horrible things happen to people and I don't want to like, you know, undermine that, but I think everything that's kind of gone slightly wrong in my life so far has given me like other opportunities and other friendships and experiences that I wouldn't trade for anything. So it's really hard to like think about that with the current or like the future though. I think my advice for like not having too many expectations is just knowing that like if you're able to work on like your self-love and like your, I don't know, like your self-worth even, those things carry through regardless of like life circumstances and things that happen to you. And, you know, if you don't get that job, or, you know, you don't get to move to that country, or you get broken up with, or your friend moves away, like if you have like your mental health and like your self-love and your self-worth, I feel like those things carry through and like pull you out of like the bad times or the things that appear to be bad in the moment, or even just appear to be unexpected. So I guess that would be my advice, like work on the things that like last regardless of, you know, exterior, work on like the interior. What does your ideal postgrad life look like? Love the pod, thank you. My ideal postgrad life, well, okay, I would love if I could just go traveling all of next year and COVID could not be an issue at all. That would be the dream. That would be the ultimate dream. I would love to go on a few trips this summer, like within Europe, and be like with friends from uni and friends from home, and just like, yeah, have like a fun summer of like holiday stuff and just enjoy, like, you know, celebrate that like I've completed a degree. Like, I forget sometimes that like when I graduate, yeah, it's like a fun day and like a nice picture, but like you've actually achieved quite a lot. So I want to celebrate that. And then September, I would love to go traveling. I'd love to go to like Asia. That would be the big dream. And I'd like to do that for like a few months, maybe till Christmas. And then in January, I would really love to get a job abroad, like maybe teaching English or something. I'm not sure. We'll figure it all out. But I think that'll be really cool. These are just like my plans as of right now, but be warned that I do sometimes just wake up and decide like a completely new plan. So who knows which of these will stick. But yeah, I'd love to then do that and then hopefully do that for like a couple months and then maybe travel a bit more. And then maybe I would say maybe like spend next summer in London or in Scotland or I don't know. And then I recently, guys, I've been like thinking about doing a master's. Ugh, it's random and weird that I would decide this, but I'm not sure. No promises at all because it's a lot of money and a lot of effort, a lot of work. So I don't want to do it unless it's like I would think I would truly enjoy the content. Like I don't want to do it just to do it. So I'm going to figure that out at a later point. But yeah, it sounds really, really cool. And I think it would be exciting and like, I don't know. I'm liking the idea of it as of right now. So we'll see if that actually ends up happening. But I was, yeah, thinking of doing a master's, maybe in London, maybe in just like a European city. It's hard because when I'm at home, when I'm in London, I'm like, London, I love London. Let me do a master's here. Like, I love it here. And then when I'm here, I'm like, even genuinely like 2 days later, I'm like, no, I want to do it here. Like, I love living here. I don't want to leave, like all my friends and all of this stuff. So yeah, it's funny. I'm just so like biased and it's hard because I want to know what I actually think and what I actually prefer. But I don't know because I never get to, I don't know why my brain works like that. But yeah, that is the current master plan for my postgrad life. And then when I finish, if I did the master's, I would finish that in the summer of 2024. Jesus Christ, 2024, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? And then I would probably want to apply for a job in either Edinburgh or London. I think I'd be like happy to live in either city. I definitely want to live in London at some point because it's just been a dream for like my whole life. I live in London, but like, well, I grew up in London, but like greater London, like suburb and like residential area, like commuting to the centre kind of vibe. Whereas living in the centre or like a more central area just is the dream for like everyone who lives there, I think. So I think it'd be really, really cool to do that at some point in life. Maybe if I did the master's, that would be my opportunity. But yeah, other than that, I don't know. I'd probably job in London, job in Edinburgh. I do just love it here and it is so much more convenient than living in London. Like everything's just so much easier and simpler and I quite like that. I always thought I was like a big city gal, but maybe I'm not. In terms of like what job, I honestly have no clue. That you can ask me in a few years. If I did the master's, I think that would really shape like what I was interested in and what I felt like I could do a job in, you know? And if not, I feel like I'll figure it out on the gap year or figure it out at another point. Like, I just don't think that, I don't really know for right now. So yeah, that's my dream plan. Someone said, when did you have your first kiss? I'm pretty sure I've told this story already. It's going to be boring if I have. I can't remember though. I'll tell it very briefly. I was 15 and it was also the first night that I had like drunk alcohol. 15, is that right? Yeah. And so I was like, in retrospect, I was probably tipsy, but I thought I was drunk at the time, but just tipsy, I think. And yeah, it was just this guy that I'd been talking to for a while on Snapchat, you know how it goes. And it was the first like party I'd been to properly. That was like a proper party with like a lot of like people from other schools and stuff. And yeah, not much to report from that night, to be honest. Like, it was whatever. How do you find time for trips during the semester? I think, genuinely, I was thinking this the other day because my parents want to visit me, which is lovely of them. And I was trying to work out what we can. And I was like, I have these deadlines, blah, blah, blah. I was like getting all stressed. And then I was like, it will all get done. Like, and I know that seems like silly advice, but like it will. There's no scenario where it won't get done. I just need to book things in. And obviously, like, don't overbook yourself. Don't be like doing stuff all the time. But personally, I tend to underbook myself and be stressed that like I will be stressed rather than like I'm stressed that I'll suddenly have loads of work and loads of deadlines when I'm not even in that point yet. So for like trips or like having my parents visit me or something like that, I normally just like block it out in advance and then schedule my life up until then accordingly. So if I knew I had a deadline on like the 20th and my parents were going to be here from the 15th to the 20th, I just in my head make the new deadline the 15th. So that's, I don't know. I obviously am like very lucky because my job is very flexible. So I can kind of just like move stuff around really, really easily, which is so not the case in like in my previous job, for example. I would not have been able to do that. So obviously there are things in the way and like not everyone can do that. But I think for the most part, if you're a student, you get quite a lot of freedom with your time, like your schedule. Obviously it depends on what you study and like your personal circumstances and stuff, but like it's a more free setting than like a job, for example, I think. And I just try and use that to my advantage and like pre-plan, pre-schedule. Obviously don't like overbook yourself though, because that is my biggest fear for some reason. I get so stressed thinking about that. Do you ever have trouble keeping up with the podcast? Yes, this episode's going off on a Tuesday, sorry. And the reason that I think I have trouble with the podcast is because I don't want to record it if I'm not in the correct mindset, because I just have it in my head that it will be a shit episode. And I'm sure like after 5 minutes I'd get into it and it would be fine. But if I'm just not in a chatty mood, I don't like to record it because I just want it to be like as natural, I don't know, like organic as possible. Like I want it to be like we're on like a coffee date, you know. I don't want to be having like a really stressful day and really busy and then just like, oh hey guys, welcome back to the podcast, you know. So I try to like make that happen, and just sometimes it just gets to the end of the week and it's like I haven't had a moment where I was free and in the right mindset. Also, especially with like uni and stuff, and you know, life's fleeting and if things come up with friends, I do tend to just to postpone things or like push things around, because like I said, I have the luxury of work, like doing YouTube and like the podcast in whatever time frame I want. Like I can just postpone it, like if I want to upload this episode late, like no one's telling me off for that. So I don't know, I guess like being your own boss, I'm not a boss at all, but you know what I mean, like being in charge of your own work lends itself to that. And sometimes I just like, I don't know, I was gonna say let myself down with like timings, but honestly I feel like life's short, you know, like I don't know, it's hard because I want to work really hard and like I want to make this the best it can be, but sometimes just like I plan to do it on a Sunday and then something comes up and then I'm like, well, you know, am I gonna look back and be like, oh, I'm so glad I uploaded the podcast every single Monday, or am I gonna be happy that I hung out with my friends or family, or you know, took another like opportunity when I can always just upload the podcast a day late. And I don't know, I don't want to seem ungrateful or like rude at all, because I like genuinely the podcast is like one of my favorite things ever, and I want to pour nothing but like hard work and time into it. And it's not about that, it's just that sometimes I don't, maybe I should just schedule my life better. It's also because I like to record it in the evening, but then the evening is when things come up. I don't know, like I'm sorry that it's not every month. And I feel like I'm exaggerating, because I'd say like 80% of the time it is on the Monday, or like it's on time and I don't miss a week. So yeah, I think I do have trouble keeping up with it. I think YouTube is what probably comes first for me. Like I never really miss a Sunday, or I have recently, but like I would never upload it late, or like typically, like I went for like over a year and a half of not missing a single Sunday. So I do think that for the most part, that I think I just have quite a bit on, because I obviously have a whole degree to be doing and the YouTube video and then the podcast. And sadly the podcast is like, it's hard because it's like my favorite and I love it, but like it kind of is at the bottom of those three things in terms of like if I have time, like in terms of time, I think like it's not in the bottom in terms of my love for it, but in terms of like the priority, it just, yeah. And I want to make it like more of a priority, but I think just while I'm in uni, it's just not as feasible as I like would hope. And I hope that that's okay with you guys. Yeah, like I said, I feel like I make almost every Monday, so I'm sorry if I'm like blabbering on, even though like you're like probably like, oh, she uploads most Monday, what's the issue? But I don't know, I just feel like I have a lot on my plate sometimes, and sometimes I feel like I have nothing on my plate because then I go to my friend's house and watch Friends for like 4 hours, but I don't know. Do you want any tattoos? I did want a tattoo for a while. I had this plan to get a tattoo of a Monstera leaf, because I have a Monstera plant, which I love, and it's like my little baby, and I've had it for 3 years of uni, and I had a plan to get it like a leaf tattooed as like a graduation tattoo, kind of like as a, oh, I got that when I graduated kind of thing. And then it's like, obviously I also love plants and like I'm vegan and all of that sort of thing. And it's my plant. So it's kind of just, I don't know, it signifies like this stage of my life. And I thought that was cool, but I just think I'm not a tattoo. I don't know. Maybe I'll just like come out of nowhere and get a tattoo. And I still love that idea. And I would, if I wanted one, that's what I'd get, I think. But I just, for right now, I'm not sure. I don't know. It's hard because I would only want to get them for like, not milestones. Like I think I also, just for the record, I think it's like get a tattoo for whatever reason you want, but I personally would only want like a couple. So I would need to make sure that I was getting them like ones that I really, really loved, and getting them like spaced out in terms of time. Because with piercings, I just get like kind of addicted to them. I'm like, oh, I'll just get another one. And every time for the last like 5 piercings, I've been like, oh, I'm never gonna get a piercing again, this is me done. And then you just, you know, 6 months go by and I'm back at the piercing shop. So I don't want to rush the tattoo thing, and I don't want to like have loads and then regret it, because piercings, it's like I can just take it out, but a tattoo is so different. So yeah. And also sometimes I'm just like, I don't really want a tattoo. Like right now I'm in a phase where I just don't really want one. Like I don't think it appeals to me right now. And that's obviously fine. But I don't want to, you know, get one and then go through one of these phases in like 6 months time. Oh, what did you want to be when you grew up, when you were little? I actually didn't have, like that I can remember, a dream job when I was like a child. I think it would be fun if I did. I went through a big phase of wanting to be a doctor. And I still think that would be really, really cool. Like, I still think that that would be, like, great. Like, I'm not, like, looking back, like, oh, what was I thinking? Like, I still think that would be really, really cool. But just not for this lifetime. Maybe in another universe. What other jobs did I want to be? I would always get caught up in, like, whatever sport I was doing at the time and be like, I want to be a professional gymnast or whatever it was. Even though I knew that, like, I was nowhere near good enough and, like, putting in nowhere near enough, like, hours and stuff. But I just, like, love the idea of being like in the Olympics or something, because you know when you watch the Olympics and suddenly you're like super motivated to be like an athlete. It was like that. But other than those, I can't really think of one. I had a big phase with, oh, like still do sometimes, like being a midwife. I don't know, something about that really appeals to me. Artist maybe would have been my one when I was like really young, like in nursery or something. I always loved like painting and like art class and stuff like that. Or like pottery, I used to love pottery. Not that I did that much, but yeah. Something creative, which is funny because as a kid, I was really creative and I loved like creative subjects. And then as I grew up, I like kind of pigeonholed myself into like doing like maths and science and stuff and being like, oh, this is all you can do. You're not good at creative stuff. Like just because I can't really draw, I'd always be like, oh, well, that means I'm not good at like creative subjects. And I would always say, oh, I'm just not good at English. Like, you know, and then now I feel like I'm sort of like, I don't know, what's that quote? It's like your 20s is about finding ways to do things you loved when you were like a child or something like that, like getting back to your roots. And that's kind of how I feel. Like I love creativity stuff now. Like I read way more than I did when I was like a teenager, and like YouTube and I guess the podcast as well are kind of like creative endeavors. And my degree is still quite like facts and maths and that sort of thing. But I think in all other areas of my life, I'm quite creative, which is interesting. What's one skill you wish you had? That's quite fun. I'd love to be able to paint or something like that. I think painting or like drawing or, yeah, like expressing myself, that's so cringe, like creativity with like painting and drawing, I think that would be sick. And I would do it all the time and I would love it. Maybe it's another one of those things where it's like if you practice maybe you could get better, but I just never do it. But I think it would be really cool to have like a knack for that. I also would think like singing. I don't know how cool that would actually be. Like, I don't know if I'd actually use that. Like, I don't really want to perform. Like, that's not my vibe. So yeah, probably like painting. Okay, those are all the questions I'm going to answer. I hope you enjoyed this more random episode. I kind of went in on the personality test, so now I feel like you like know me like almost too well. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and I'm sorry the episode went up on a Tuesday. I'll catch you next Monday. Have a great week. I love you very much, and thanks for all the support, all the love. 2022 is gonna be a good year for us. I know it's like halfway through January already, but I'm just like still on the hype of 2022. So yeah, love you, bye.